Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's get to Jaden Daniels. So the news of the day out in Ashburn was that Daniels avoided a serious injury. Dan Quinn spoke about this today, told reporters that he doesn't need surgery. He would not really go into the timeline. I want to let you hear what Dan Quinn had to say when asked about Daniels. This was just a few minutes after the report had dropped nationally. Obviously, the team let reporters like Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter know things, and they had put out there that he's not going to need surgery, can return this season. This is what DQ said.
Well, let's start with just, I thought it was a good process to go through, like all the players do, get, second opinions and getting all the information, of what to do and how to do it. So I thought the guys nailed that. Dr. Nunziata ran point on that, but, consulting all the people, and Jaden was involved with that as well. So it's a good deal with no surgery. Obviously, that makes a big difference. You have an injury not to have to go down that road. I hope to give you guys an update after the bye week about where he is and, where we go from there. But after that, I'll give you an update on where it's at, and we'll give us a couple weeks to get to that space.
Now, today's November 7th. They play the Lions in 2 days on November 9th. The following weekend, November 16th, that's your Madrid game against Miami. Then the bye week on November 23rd. So he's saying after the bye week is when we're going to be due for some type of update. So to me, that would mean right around Thanksgiving, we're going to know for sure what is going on with Jaden Daniels. Probably in the 24th, 25th, 26th range. At that time, I guess they'll know what they need to about his recovery. The big question I still have is he kicking the can a couple weeks down the road because he wants to see if the team still has a chance to compete before he knows if he wants to bring Daniels back or not, or just because he doesn't know when Daniels is going to start improving enough to be ready to play? And either way, eventually he's going to play. It's just a matter of, is it against Denver, Minnesota, the Giants? When does he come back?
I think the answer is yes, and it's a bit of a cop-out. I think all are involved, right? I think it depends. I think no matter what, even if they are on a do-or-die game, hypothetically, and Daniels is 50-50, I don't think they're going to, thrust him back in there and say, go win it for us, kid, because they're going to be judicious, as they've demonstrated a couple times. They've shown patience with Daniels on a couple injuries this year, which, by the way, that's a whole other conversation, multiple injuries for Daniels. But back to this one specifically, I do think it's a, we know there's no surgery, which necessitates a certain amount of time. There's still a little bit of limbo here, where we can't rush it, but we also aren't sure. So we'll kind of, because there's two levels of the uncertainty, we'll just slow play this thing, and it's not as if we are so dire and desperate for the roster spot. It's not as if that's, some superstar is chomping at the bit to come back and we need the space. This isn't, your 25-man in Major League Baseball. We have to send someone down or something like that. It's a practice squad, Peter, that's going to be removed, someone that's readily available. So, yeah, to me, this is both caution for Daniels, uncertainty there, and the circumstances that they might find themselves in.
Well, I want to make this our Metropolitan Moving and Storage Poll of the Day. Local, long-distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades, best-in-class service and experience. I want to know, for people, is there a hit-the-wall date where you wouldn't bring him back if he can't return before then? And maybe just more broadly, would you play him again this season if they're mathematically eliminated before he can get back on the field? Because I said earlier in this show, we started the show on this today, I don't really understand the argument to redshirt Jaden Daniels. Now, if he's not healthy and he can't play because of that, obviously, no one's saying rush him through injury, and no one wants him to play at 80 or 90%, even if they're playing in a game that's important, let alone this season where their end-of-season games aren't going to be important. I'm not asking for that, but I'm saying they're telling you they're not putting him on injured reserve. They're telling you he doesn't need surgery. They're suggesting he might be able to come back in a few weeks, which is stunning and amazing. And by the way, oh my God, this guy is Gumby and is an incredible at how he avoids injuries.
Seriously.
I mean, he should get a lot of credit for that. This is pretty amazing accomplishment to have avoided the catastrophic knee injury, the bad hamstring injury, and now this elbow that looked like it was destroyed into a billion pieces is perfectly fine a few weeks later, but sore. That's amazing and that's awesome. But in a world where he's healthy enough to play, I don't understand this notion that he should be redshirted and they should put him in bubble wrap until next season. That's not really what happens in this league, and especially with young guys that need to play, especially when you've got a coordinator saying yesterday when asked about some of the struggles, well, he doesn't have enough time with these receivers. He hasn't had enough time on the grass. It's about time on task. You're just going to punt on a quarter of the season of development in his second year? Why would you do that? I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, the reason people are advocating for that is he's been hurt three times this year, and you're afraid of it happening
again.
They're
scared that he might get hurt again.
Yes, and that's what it is. So that's where it comes from. Any argument that stems from that, will lead people to try to grasp at things. But that's where that's the genesis of it.
So should they never let him play any game after they're mathematically eliminated again? I mean, that's basically the point.
No. Well, who knows what they would tell you. I'm trying my best to try that hat on it and figure out the pathology. I mean, to me, this league, I've talked out of both sides of my mouth here. This league still has the ghosts of all the Neanderthal, knuckle-dragging, Oklahoma drill, head-butting the wall, Steve Latimer, seat at the table from the program type stuff. And we've come a long way in a lot of ways. Eventually, someone's going to start treating it, not to the same degree the NBA does, where, the instant it's a blowout, someone's going to go sit on the bench and live the fight another day. But people are going to start being smarter about minutes and about games and about where and all those kinds of things. So eventually, you're going to have a situation like we talked about years ago, where Trent Williams was dealing with 7 different things or 10 different things, was barely able to walk, and was going to gut it out in a meaningless Week 16 game when they had been eliminated for 2 months. And I said, eventually, someone's going to go, you know what, it's probably not that smart for him to do this. Let's sit him out. We're not there yet, and that's not the case. Someone's going to paradigm break, and it's going to happen. That's not the case here, though, for Jaden Daniels. That's a separate conversation. This is I don't care about the veteran. I don't care about the guy that's not going to be here. I don't care about anybody else, really, to the degree that I care about Jaden Daniels. And I know you guys probably feel the same way, but here's where we're going to part. His development, his excellence is going to keep the lights on, right? It's the if a business has 10 different things that they sell, it's the 10th thing. This is the number one thing that's going to keep the lights on, right? That makes everybody's paycheck work. That keeps everybody's card access to come into the building in your office nice and comfortable. His development, his excellence, his sustained play is going to make everything work. This whole thing sing. That's not happening right now. How do we get back to that? This is the strategy to get back to that. Him not playing is not the way.
Yeah, it's just not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The way the league works, I guess, number one. You're saying maybe it should be the way the league works. I'll disagree with that to an extent. But this is not Matt Stafford, who has, you know, this bad degenerative back problem that could go at any moment, and who you're hoping will play for you next season if you're the Rams, and who is not developing and learning and is not in need of reps. We're talking about a second-year quarterback who needs to play. I mean, just this week you had Kurt Warner come out, the Hall of Famer, critiquing and questioning the performance against Seattle. Some of it was totally fair. Some of it, I think, was one bad game, essentially, in terms of holding on to the ball, not taking the layup. I don't think those are regular things with Jaden Daniels, but they certainly happened against the Seahawks. And Warner knows more about quarterbacking than I certainly do. But I look at that and I go, okay, we did this topic. Why is it happening? I'm not arguing that it's happening. How did we get here? Why is it happening? And the answer most of us came up with in some way was he hasn't been as accurate. True. He hasn't been as decisive. Okay, fine. What does this all come back to? It's partially the talent on the field, the health, but it's practice time that was missed. He's missed half of this season's practice time almost, or at least, you know, 35, 40% of it. It's games that have been missed. You know, he's played in his career, Danny, right now, 23 NFL games. That's it. 20, not even a season and a half. 23 NFL games. You're just going to say, ah, he's got a chance to play and develop and see four games worth of defenses and go out there in a great opportunity where the result doesn't matter. But now let's just not risk an injury. Like, I don't even know what that is. It's like, I was going to clean the windows. I'm a window cleaner, but I don't want to risk an injury today. Like, what?
What did you just finish? Again, I'm doing my best to advocate for it. Did you just injure yourself three times cleaning the window?
Are you healthy right now? Then get back to work.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your gig. The gig is to go play football. Like, is he going to play in September? But by that logic, it makes no more sense to me to say, well, I don't want to risk him in September. We'll wait till the stretch run. Like, what are you talking about?
The attempt is to go back, because the feeling is this is just a lost situation. This is bad. This is spiraling off the rails. This is out of control. He's whatever the reason you want to say that this is happening, I think I'm guessing these folks might not care what the reason is anymore.
But if the goal is, if it was about this season and this season alone,
yep.
Sure, I don't care about this season any more than those people.
No,
do.
I understand that,
it has very little to do with that. It's about Jaden Daniels getting back to last year's Jaden Daniels.
Right. And
that's not happening by sitting and watching Marcus Mariota when he's healthy.
Yeah, and we agree, of course. But again, I'm doing my best here to figure this out. To me, what they might tell you, whoever they is, this group that's yelling at you in all caps on Twitter, I suppose, is that it's a lost year. They can't get right. He's getting hit too much. Every time he plays, we get a game and a half, and then he's hurt again. It's not going to happen this year. Go back to the drawing board, retool this thing, figure out how to either teach him, coach him, practice time him, fix him, make the offense a different way, a different offensive line, nine different skill guys, whatever. All those things, because there's no learning that's happening when he's in the blue tent. That would be their comeback.
So don't be in the blue tent is my answer to that. Do all of those things you're talking about in the game. Call the game differently if you want to. He's been hit more than any other quarterback. Yes. Since the start of last season, he's been hit 322 times. Only one other quarterback's been hit more than 300, and it's Jalen Hurts, and 50 of those have been the tush push. Okay?
Yep.
But you can bring him back, and you can not have any design runs, and you can implore to him, hey, man, we're not scrambling at a 27% rate anymore. Like, we are living in the pocket. We're making things easy for you. We're doing quick game, whatever that looks like. But, yeah, let's coach that. Let's learn that. Let's play that way. Whatever it is, again, I'm arguing with a hypothetical argument.
Right.
But if the fear is hits on the quarterback, so let's make sure we mitigate that. And that's time for Cliff to figure out how to call plays where you can avoid hits with this guy. Now, if they are 2 weeks away from the end of the season by the time he gets healthy, then this is a different discussion. Okay, I'm not some crazy person who's like, on the last day of the season, Josiah Gray coming back from TJ has to pitch. Yeah. That's not what I'm saying. But at this point, I don't think he'll be ready for Denver. They're kind of making it seem like that would be a possibility. But December 7th, you and I are going to be in Minneapolis for that Vikings game. If he came, if he could come back for that game, which is still 1 month from today, another 4 weeks removed from an injury that he suffered
right.
5 days ago, where right now he's supposedly just sore, that means he could play in five football games the rest of the year. That is 30% of the season that you're saying, nah, he doesn't need to do that. I think I'm taking crazy pills. That I think that is one of the most ridiculous things ever. The very notion that a healthy quarterback would just, that they shouldn't play him for a 30% of the year because they're not going to make the playoffs. I just can't fathom that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.